Well, yesterday afternoon, we learnt that Cathy O'Hara had been given a 3-month suspension over a phone use inside the jockey's room. As we know, that's not allowed under the rules of racing. Mark Van Gestel joins us, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. I respectfully that you can't go into it a lot because I think Cathy has lodged an appeal.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, there's been an appeal lodged and an application for a stay of proceedings, which is currently being dealt with at the moment. So we should have a decision shortly in relation to that.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that announcement. I guess the biggest question, Mark, is for many people that have heard about it since yesterday afternoon, is that the stewards have found Cathy guilty for using her phone in the jockey's room over 60 times in a year. Can you relate to our listeners and me also? Have you been following this for 12 months or has this just simply been picked up?
No, it's not something that we've been following. It certainly was picked up on the 8th of August when the stewards had detected the use of the phone in the jockey's room. And look, we do conduct random checks of jockeys' gear bags in the jockeys' room on race day from time to time, and that they're done, you know, unannounced. So, look, it's surprising to me that it hasn't been picked up until now, and we're, you know, sort of extremely disappointed that it's got to this point where it's been, you know, a 12-month period where she seems to have been using the phone whilst in the jockeys' room. But certainly, it's not something, Andrew, that we had been aware of prior to the 8th of August.
Understand. I guess in a female's jockey room, there are a number of female jockeys that might attend meetings, but in separate occasions too, there might only be the one female jockey that might be at that meeting.
Yeah, that's correct. And certainly, that is the case from time to time. I guess particularly with Cathy riding, you know, principally in the metropolitan area, that might be the case from time to time. But look, irrespective of whether they're male or female jockeys, Andrew, we do conduct searches of both rooms, and on occasions, you know, that there have been, you know, other breaches detected in the metropolitan area and also other areas of New South Wales.
Was it a case then that once you detected the phone use around August 8th that you look back on that phone history?
Yes, that's right, and that's the powers that the stewards have under the rules to do a forensic search of the phone to ascertain whether there's any other breaches of the rules. And this particular circumstance where there's a breach of having it in their possession, that's the power that the stewards have, and that's obviously where the additional breaches of the rules were picked up.
Okay. And as it stands right now, it's a 3-month penalty?
That's right. It's a period of suspension to ride in races, so still have to continue to ride track work and in barrier trials, and it's a period of suspension which expires on the 20th of December.
Okay. One of the arguments from many of our listeners this morning that were phoning in on the Big Sports Breakfast was that for something that had gone on for such a long time, that she's copped a 3-month penalty right now, which obviously is going to take her right out of the spring carnival. Can you, you know, it's something obviously that you've just found now.
Yeah, that's right. And in issuing that 3-month suspension, Andrew, like the stewards were mindful that she has been penalised on previous occasions for similar breaches of having it in her possession. I think there was 4 other occasions where there have been penalties issued, and that's the reason why there's been the period of suspension of 3 months issued. It is a harsh penalty, but it's one that the stewards believe in the circumstances was appropriate.
And I guess one of the most important questions out of all of this is those times that Cathy was on the phone. You feel that there was certainly nothing against integrity?
Well, it's obviously an integrity breach having the phone in the jockey's room and using it, but as far as we're concerned in relation to the content of the messages that we're able to view, that doesn't appear that the integrity of any races that were conducted have been compromised. There's no, you know, evidence of communicating in relation to tactics being adopted or betting on events or anything like that. So it just seems to be principally, you know, personal communication between Cathy her acquaintances.
Yep, understand. All right. So at the moment, she's lodged an appeal. Then it'll what's being decided this morning, by the sounds of it, is whether she'll be granted the stay of proceedings while all the evidence is put together for that hearing.
Yep, that's correct, Andrew.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much, Mark. I just wanted to get explanation for our listeners. I should ask you, just while I've got you, mate, was there any date for Sam Clipperton?
No, there hasn't been a date set. It should there'll be a date set this week, I would assume, and I would say within the next week or so that appeal will be conducted.
Okay, we'll wait for that.